This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srisana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister urges to increase agricultural production in the country. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharka urges not to obstruct in development works. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Donald Trump face up for the first time in 2024 presidential debate. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only has emphasized on the need to double the agricultural production in the country. Addressing the 13th General Assembly meeting of the Agriculture and Forestry University held today at the Prime Minister's residence, Palwatar, the Prime Minister, who is also the Vice Chancellor of the University, urged to remove the reliance on traditional agricultural system for livelihood and start modern and productive technologies. Prime Minister Oli said that the productivity can be increased with the participation of cooperatives, collaborations of private sector, along with the detailed study of the crops, climatic condition and market expansion. For that, Prime Minister Oli insisted to focus on producing skilled manpower, including agricultural scientists, engineers, taking into account the needs of the country. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharka has urged the authorities concerned not to obstruct the development works. At a program organized by Dharmadevi Municipality at Mudai Saneshwari Bazaar in Sankhwa Sabha today, Minister Kharka said the people's representatives and employees should engage their entire efforts to address the development needs of the people. Minister Kharka further said that the local development works have been affected by lack of timely utilization of budget for local level governments. The minister also pleased concerned authorities to solve the problems in the energy, water resources and irrigation sectors. The government has released the Domestic Revenue Mobilization Strategy 2081. A medium-term revenue mobilization strategy has been released for the fiscal year 2024-25 up to the fiscal year 2028-29. According to the Ministry of Finance, the revenue mobilization strategy has been prepared in coordination with the 16th periodic plan for reforming the country's tax and administration system. The government believes that this strategy will help in mobilizing the revenue necessary for the economic and social development of the country. Chairperson of the CPN Mawar Center, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, said his party has witnessed people's attraction throughout the country. Welcoming to the new entrance to the party at Ram Gopalpur in Mahottari, Chairperson Dahal claimed that the attraction to the party has increased due to the performance of the Maoist party-led government. Likewise, at a program organized to mark the condolence over the demise of the ward chair Mukesh Kumar Yadav of Ramgopalpur Municipality 2 in Mahottari, Chairperson Dahal has also urged the government to investigate the incident. The body of ward chair Yadav was found on the border of Pardibas and Aurahi municipalities in Mahottari on 25th of August. Today is the first Memorial Day of Constituent Assembly Chairperson and then Vice Chairperson of the CPN UML late Subhash Chandra Nemmal. A memorial meeting will be held at the CPN UML office chapel in Lalitpur today among the senior leaders to commemorate departed leader Nemmal. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, Prime Minister and also the party chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to address the memorial meet. Nemmal was elected to the National Assembly member in 2048 and 51 BS and won parliamentary elections in 2056, 2074 and 2079 BS and also the Constituent Assembly elections in 2064 and 2070 BS from Ilam. The Chinese side has stepped up its effort for the reconstruction of the earthquake-ravaged religious and archaeological heritages, including Satali's Palace in Nuakot. Mayor of Bidur Municipality, Raja Shrestha, said the Chinese side would now proceed with its regular work. Nepal and China signed a memorandum of understanding for the reconstruction of eight structures of religious and archaeological importance in Nuakot, including the seven-story palace. There is also a plan to rebuild the temple of Taleju, Bhavani, Setupati, Lampati, Vishnu and Narayan temples of Lichabi period in the second phase. Chief of Nuwakot Palace's maintenance office, Sunil Paudil, assures that the originality would be maintained while reconstructing the heritage site. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto some international updates. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump faced off for the first time in the 2024 presidential debate on Tuesday. Harris and Trump clashed over key issues including the economy, abortion, immigration, the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, the Ukraine crisis, and the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan to appeal to voters across the country. They shook hands after the 90-minute debate, which started at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Hosted by ABC News, the debate is the second presidential debate of the 2024 election, following the first one between President Joe Biden and Trump in June. Tuesday's debate came at a critical point, as polls show a tight race with the election day just 2 months away. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes as floods inundated northern Vietnam in the wake of Typhoon Yagi, while the death toll from Asia's worst storm this year has reached 127. As Azira quoted the disaster management agency that the landslides and floods triggered by the typhoon have killed at least 127 people in northern Vietnam and 54 others were missing. The typhoon made landfall on Saturday on Vietnam's northeastern coast, devastating a swath of industrial and residential areas. It had previously hit the Philippines and the southern Chinese island of Hainan. Local authorities have claimed that more than 59,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes in Yen Bai province after the floodwaters engulfed almost 18,000 homes. President Joe Biden has showed a signal to allow Ukraine to use U.S. long-range missiles against Russia. According to BBC, President Biden's remarks come as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his UK counterpart Foreign Secretary David Lammy prepare to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Blinken said one of their goals ahead of the visit was to hear directly from the Ukrainian leadership about their objectives and what we can do to support the needs. Blinken and Lammy are traveling together to the Ukrainian capital after talks in London. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and also at a few places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Likewise, the department has cautioned the general public of the areas for alertness in view of heavy rainfall in the provinces. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister urges to increase agricultural production in the country. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadga urges not to obstruct in development works. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Donald Trump face up for the first time in 2024 presidential debate. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.